Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Good to be back. I've been running around a fair amount the last month and went to a lot of amazing places, saw a lot of beautiful, exquisite things, but my favorite place is to be right here with you. So thank you for being here. There really is nowhere else to go. If you want to find fulfillment. Otherwise, it's always seeking, getting to the next, you know, sight. There's no end to them. Some of you may have known that there may have been a satsang when I was in Rome, and unfortunately it didn't work out, but they were really, circumstances changed over there, but I think they want me to come back and do a retreat over there and outside of Rome somewhere. So maybe we can all go over there and in the country and hang out. I think about a week, we'll do like a week-long retreat over there. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? It did end up having a little satsang kind of in Venice. At a great place. I don't know if you've been there. I think it may be one of my favorite places, Venice. But the Guggenheim Museum is a very wonderful, quiet place with great modern art collection. They have a little cafe. There's a few of us there, and we just sort of were by ourselves and just having cappuccino. And just spontaneous little satsang. It was great. Wonderful. Kind of deep dropping in. I know we all have, most of us have, hectic, way too busy lives, getting busier all the time, and how nice it is that we can come together here and just drop in. Not drop by. But to really drop in and open and release and unburden. So the question I have for you right now is,
And I don't really mean this on an external level, but the question I have for you right now is, how do you take care of yourself each moment? How do you tend to your garden? You know, whatever is growing there. How do you check in? How do you drop in to being right here? You know, we emphasize, as you know, in the direct path, so-called direct path, non-dual path, Zen, whatever you want to call it, awakening or awareness, presence, all names for the same thing, true nature. We emphasize it because it's the key to really understanding the truth. It is the truth. It's the inexplicable or unexplainable truth. It's beyond our cognitive, comprehensive functioning, beyond belief. And yet it is permeating and permeable with everything. And coming here, being here, and dropping in, or allowing that awareness to grow us or cultivate us or cook us, facilitates the so-called unfolding of the spirit and the heart, the big heart. That's why it's often said there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go, meaning be here. Nowhere to go means be here. Being here allows a kind of grounding, a kind of rooting, a kind of alignment, a centering, where you can go from being very heavy and burdened and dense to being very light and effortless and open. So however now is, how are you available for how it is now? Without judgment or conclusions or comparison, is there some realm that you can perceive this moment that just allows it to be as it is? Because that which allows it to be as it is right now is awareness. It is your true nature. And it's non-volitional in an ego sense. It isn't trying to get something. So let yourself drop out of your mind into your heart, into your body, into your breath, into being here. And notice if your mind tends to dominate And notice that you can redirect your attention without struggling with the mind that may be dominating, that may be overshadowing, wanting answers, wanting to figure it out, wanting something other than what is. And see if you can give yourself a little TLC, tender, loving care, compassion, forgiveness, gratitude, just to be able to be here. You know, even if it's uncomfortable or not how you wanted it to be. Let's face it, here isn't always how you want it to be. We're hoping to get to the here that is how you want it to be. Free of wanting it to be. The here that's free of wanting it to be. Free. Every moment you have that you're fully here without it wanting to be something else, you're free. Even if it's, you might miss it. You might not know you had a moment of freedom. Whoops. Yeah. A moment of freedom becomes infinite freedom. So catch the moments of freedom. Notice them. Appreciate them and know that they may pop like a bubble. No blame, no problem. You'll arrive back here again. Endless opportunities for that. Our true nature, actually, one of its characteristics is infinite patience. It doesn't have a watch. It's not wearing a watch. It doesn't have a calendar. I don't think. And let your heart be soft. Let it be vulnerable. Notice if it's protecting itself, wanting to keep out the pain, the hurt, the disappointment, the irritation, the frustration. Did I miss anything? I just love how the miracle of our being together works. To feel that attunement deepening and growing all by itself. It's almost a shame to talk, so I apologize. Perhaps the listening helps our mind get out of the way for a while. Gives it a break from its incessant rant. Or or what did the eternal dialogue. Well, I would love to hear from you. So you're welcome to come up. Raise your hand if you have a question, or hang on a sec. Have a question or something you'd like to explore. And keep in mind that we eventually podcast the talk. So if you would prefer your interaction not be on the recording, let us know and we'll edit it. And come on up.
Good to see you, John.
Good to see you, too.
My name's Jan, and I had a question about content.
So content?
Content, as opposed to context.
Okay.
You were talking about what's coming up.
Can you bring the mic a little?
What's coming up in the garden.
Okay.
And it seems like there are certain things that come up more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're weeds, maybe they're big luscious vegetables that are repetitive in a sense. And so while I can resonate with the notion of being in the context and letting the content wash over me or do what it may,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the content seems to be speaking, that there is some acknowledgement or some acceptance of something to come up. So I wanted to ask about working with content.
What's an example?
So an example is I have a experience of rejection that I notice in various forms and various permutations that comes up. So it seems like there's the way my mind wants to sometimes work with the context is go, oh, well, that's just something arising and, you know, just let that pass. And that seems like avoidance. So it does seem that there is some being with that experience that comes up, like this is the reason why it's coming up over and over, is that it wants to be met.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to...
Well, I think there's a real place for what I would call expressing the truth of the condition, which is, you might say, the limited truth, but still it has its own kind of reality.
Right.
So the construct of the condition actually has its own reality, even though it may fundamentally be empty.
Mm-hmm.
It is real and powerful and even the cause of suffering, actually.
And it seems like the overlay that is blocking me from connecting to true nature, connecting mm-hmm. to...
It's probably a mirror that's right. being offered. You know, right. the psychodynamics of the human mind and heart are actually pretty, what can I say... when you understand them from the perspective of vastness, then they become opportunities
right.
for liberation.
Right.
So they are not spiritually bypassed
right.
or avoided or written off as, oh, that's just an illusion or some stuff right. like that, right?
Right.
So so you begin, and this is what I teach quite a bit, is the interface between the relative and the absolute.
Mm.
Okay, where the content literally becomes the context, literally transforms into the context as you're using those words.
Right.
Okay, so it's how can you become available to the experience of rejection, for instance,
right.
so that it can transform and heal rather than burden.
Right.
The other side, which I want to mention, is it Jan?
Jan, yeah.
Jan, is that often with what I would call primary ego structures, they often recur, and it isn't about getting rid of them.
Right.
they're actually almost like catalyst. They're like catalysts for liberation, and someone said, "Well, I thought I already worked through that one." But what people don't often realize is those dynamics in a particular person, the way it works, actually is what's, every time it comes up, it's deepening a kind of liberation.
Right.
So I, in my own case, as an example, my own particular, I think, early wounding and what was a continual transformative dynamic in that sense is what I would call the path of the broken heart. That there was, that was very much, and I began in that, and I, it finished, but it was very much a kind of recurring theme in many, many ways,
right?
And so I think each person finds that, and when you can stop rejecting it or making it wrong and see that it actually is part of what's working.
Right. Yeah, it's then, an ally.
Yeah. Then you have a completely different relationship to it. That's what I was saying earlier, what I meant when I said, how are you taking care of this moment? How are you available for what's coming up right now?
Right.
You know, and so this is a wonderful discussion to have around that. Not easy, let's face it. This is the hard work.
Well, it's like you described earlier, being with the burn of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you, as you deepen into awareness, it becomes, I wouldn't exactly say easier, but something like that.
Right.
It's, you trust it.
Right.
It could be very painful, but it's like, oh, okay, this is how it works. Okay. So you surrender. Right. That's why surrender is such a, ancient, and it's everywhere in every teaching is, surrender. Give up. You're not in control. And then you ironically see what you think you're trying to get rid of is actually what's working.
Right.
So you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
Yeah. That's really, and I think then you understand that beautiful imagery in the Vedic tradition of the lotus flower being a symbol of enlightenment. And the lotus flower, if you don't know, is actually rooted in the mud.
There is a particular, I'll call it method, mm-hmm. technique of that's been arising for me in this regard of working with content.
Mm-hmm.
It's to see something along a dualistic dynamic. So if I have rejection arise, it's to bring some consciousness to the notion that lies on a spectrum of, I'll call it rejection, and maybe at the other end, adoration. And for instance, recently I had the word jealousy arose, but it didn't strike me until I thought of, well, actually this lack of jealousy that is kind of coming up and speaking to me. So this has been resonating me with this notion of working with content along this, having seeming greater acceptance by seeing the full spectrum along its dichotomy. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Say more.
So I look at it as there's first an awareness, like at the head level, and then there's this acceptance at the heart level. So if I have something that comes in my field that seems to be content, okay, I'm noticing this, I take note of it, and not to do anything with it, but to try to sit with it. That it helps, it seems to broaden it if I sit with not just that one thing, but the dichotomy of it, because everything has a dualistic spectrum. So
I think what you're, when you said it opens it or expands it or something, that's an indicator there, In other words, what I usually refer to as something working, mm-hmm. in terms of awareness, you know, however you're giving attention, is if ultimately there's more opening.
If it works, then it's working. Yeah,
it's working.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times people have a rising of emotional content, and often it's interrupted. It's not fully allowed.
Right.
So there isn't a full movement of it, and therefore not a follow-up expansion. Mm. Now, when people have a strong discharge of grief, for instance, that's really important to then let there be a space afterwards where there can be a kind of integration and expansion, which is very natural for that to happen. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Or you're not in a cognitive place at that point.
Right.
You're really in pure openness.
That seems to be the battle with all of this, is there is content arising and then this constant cognitive wanting to dissect.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to really drop more into awareness and out of the head. Yeah, yeah. At that point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a kind of, you know,
hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jan. Did you raise your hand? And then, come on up. I'm gonna bring the mic up.
Thank you for coming back.
Mm-hmm. It was hard getting back because we almost missed the last flight, too. It was crazy. Just had no idea. There'll be many years of comedy material, but running all the way across the Frankfurt airport in about 6 minutes is not something I recommend.
No, I know that place. I wouldn't want to do that.
Not recommended now.
Well, partly I just want to sit with you, but as you know, I've had a hard month.
And I know. I feel you.
Yes, and I think you described my feelings very well. Dense and burdened. That's a good description of how I am and feel.
Okay. So can you be gentle with that? Can you be kind and tender with the part that is, you know, dense and burdened?
I think I can.
Good.
I think I can.
And then just trust that the deep presence that you're well steeped in,
yes,
will emerge and do its work. That's what we all ultimately surrender to.
Yes.
Yeah, the saving grace, literally. That's what it is.
The hardest thing is, I do feel it. I feel
good.
It quite.
I can tell that.
Quite often, more and more, but it doesn't make the pain go away. And I don't expect it to.
Well, the pain needs to have its own gestation. And we just want to notice carefully now, as you're here, if there's anything holding it back. Because many times we have subtle protective mechanisms that hold in the pain.
No doubt I have those.
Okay, so let's, without knowing what they are, where they could be very subtle and they'll make themselves known in the awareness will bring them into a kind of vivid relief.
Oh.
Foreground, yeah. And you'll begin to notice them in a way that you might not have noticed them before.
Oh.
So you want to deepen as you are right now. I could feel you are into the awareness.
Yeah.
And then notice what's sticking out, so to speak. okay, the edges, the tightness, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that.
Well, we can, you can improve.
Oh.
This is what's called practice.
Yes.
I know some people have an aversion to that word, but it actually is, when you understand it in the context of awareness, it's actually essential for liberation. That's it. Good. So you're definitely tuning in now. And I can feel the grief, you know, and it's not just the current grief.
Yes.
It, you know, it brings up, as Jan was saying, the old stuff. Deep, way back. Who knows how far back it goes?
Far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Who knows what we're carrying, even ancestrally?
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. We, you know, we have DNA. I mean, this is just, you know, we're made up of stardust.
Nice to think of that.
God knows what we're carrying around.
Yes.
It could be other planetary, you know, other universes. So much for family history. That's nothing. That's nothing. Well, that's what happens when you really awaken, you know, when you have huge openings. It can be like an infinite, you know, explosion, really. Mm-hmm. Quite intense. Yeah, that's okay. So just feel that whatever is there, the pain, the grief, the sadness, the hurt.
Yes.
Just, you know, loving yourself.
Well, it sure feels good being with you.
Thank you. It's good being with you, too. That's it. That's beautiful. See, you're letting it go now. Letting go is happening. Gradually. Yeah, I can't push this river.
No, no.
But when you can see how letting go works, then you begin to become more, what, skilled or trusting in the process. It's natural. We've learned to, you know, resist nature. We were unkind, no blame in that. We were, many of us, you know, had to survive. So we had to, the only way we could do that was to shut down.
Yeah.
Resist, armor.
Yeah.
Deny, whatever. So when we have this support, this deep, profound support, then we can finally come back and finish the old business, the unfinished business.
That would be wonderful.
That's the point.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
You know, I think when Shakespeare said, "What a piece of work is man," he wasn't kidding.
No, he wasn't. Well, I'm sure this is just the beginning.
It is, and the beauty is that, you know, it's okay to have the human condition or whatever it is. That liberation is not limited by the human condition. And you can be liberated, quite liberated, and still be working with trauma or whatever.
Yes.
Healing, physical illness.
Yes.
You know, at a human level, it's imperfect and impermanent. That's just how it is.
Yes.
I mean, it's perfect in its imperfection, let's put it that way. And we each have our own sort of hand that we're dealt at any given moment.
Yeah.
Now, what? I didn't... Where's the straight flesh? Where's the royal flesh? I have two of a kind. And there's humor. That's important, too. See, and when you let yourself open like this, Steve.
Yes.
When you let the pain come out, you're actually enlightening everybody. That's the amazing part. Nobody gets that. They think, oh, I don't want to burden you with my crap.
In fact, that's just what I was going to say.
No, it's mana. It literally is alchemized, you know? Mm-hmm. It is transmuted. Mm-hmm. The garbage, the pain is all transmuted into the light. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. That's why this is my favorite place to be. Mm-hmm. It's the most nourishing. It really is, actually. I wasn't just spewing spiritual platitude bullshit. I don't do that anyway. I'm pretty straight shooter, so to speak. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Really welcome. Did you want to come up, Ted?
Sure.
I don't want to force you. I mean...
Evening.
Good evening.
It's funny how I have something all prepared, which of course melts away and just dissipates. I can't find a piece of it left.
That's a good sign.
That's good. That's fine. But, noticing recently, I've had a couple of instances of, how do you say it? Just apropos nothing, just pop out of somewhere, just a insight of or glimpse of truth that is, you can't say anything else about it because you know what it is when it's there. It's you know, it is that.
Mm-hmm. And, self-evident.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, there's no question with it. But how it just kind of, you know, you try to grasp it or chase it or follow it and it disappears like the will-o'-the-wisp and so on.
That's right. You can't.
You can't, no.
Yeah, that's why Dogen said your every step leads not away from it. Mm. Or the other one, I think Jean said your every step towards it is a step away from it.
Mm. Yeah, same idea.
Yeah, well, you realize it after a while that it doesn't work.
Yeah,
and then the fear, of course, is that you're going to lose it or not have it again. Mm-hmm. That's why that's why we do that instinctively, mm-hmm. until we realize that that isn't anything we need to worry about.
Yeah, but that was the other thing I noticed, that is I could just relax and appreciate. Oh, you know, that's nice, or it's nice to have that, but to then just relax and let it be.
Even as you said that, you opened right then, which is there's a kind of, I think the truth in that is that gratitude is a beautiful way to return to being right here.
Yeah.
Gratitude is a great, very quick path. It is.
Yeah, works.
If it's authentic, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's...
Sometimes it's hard to be grateful, particularly when, you know, things are really, really difficult.
Yeah. It's easy to think or to imagine difficulty out of, but when you just kind of can let go of it, it just all flows naturally. which is the real blessing in a way. Mm-hmm. It's like just, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I didn't have to ask all this stuff I thought I had to ask at all, because it just, it's really, you know, some of that's, you know, just mind-generated stuff, and of course the mind doesn't know anything anywhere about this. It knows about what it knows about, but it can't touch spirit, it seems. It just, so it's, and just mostly just more than a question, just report, you know, as you might say.
Well, it feels good to be with you. It feels like, you know, I get it.
Yeah. I'm, you know, definitely in the pressure cooker, you might say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to let things cook. When it's done, it's time to, you know, it's like the, I guess it's like the butterfly coming out of the chrysalis. You try to open it too soon, you just get the green goo, you know.
It's really gross. Right? Next. No. I'm just kidding you.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate your humor.
Thanks, Ted. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How's the music?
Doing good.
Good.
Been enjoying it. Yeah, thanks.
Good. Yeah. Hi.
Feels like you've been gone a year.
I agree.
Yeah. I was going to put notes in bottles and start sending them to you as if you were like on some ship going around somewhere.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. We all make mistakes. I learned the hard way. What can I say? So it's, nothing's changed.
I'm so glad you came back. It's so good to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I missed everyone. Trust me, I did. See? It just keeps getting more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop.
That's pretty wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
That was alive and well while you were on your trip around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I got while you were gone is so a lot of good things have happened, and the work that the direction I wanted my work to go is really happening.
Hmm.
And at one point I just realized it's all the gift. When it wasn't working, and when it is working.
Mm.
it's all the gift.
That's right.
And I also recognize that I could suffer, struggle, carry bad energy, do all kinds of crap in the middle of getting what I wanted. And that was all part of the gift.
Exactly.
What a surprise. Hmm? It was a surprise.
Oh, that's a great surprise.
Yeah.
What a great discovery.
Yeah.
I can tell the difference.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. The heart keeps getting bigger. The heart just keeps getting, the vastness keeps getting vaster.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. Please, come on up. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I've never come up before, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, it's understandable. Take your time.
Thanks. So I've been in, it's funny to come back when you've come back because I've been in New York for the last 9 months and listening to podcasts a lot lately. So I'm reporting from the field.
I'm sorry.
I'm reporting from the field, from the ether. So it's fun that there's a reunion happening tonight to come into that.
Can you drop the mic down just a little so it's more a little... That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. Thanks.
Good. Okay.
Great.
I guess a thing that's been coming up for me through this conversation tonight is the paradox of seeking relief. That I think you said there's no volition and the steps towards it are steps away from it. And yet I know that what motivates me to put on a podcast or to come here is seeking relief. Seeking relief, yeah. Seeking,
sure, of course.
Seeking that gentleness, hearing the words of, allowing and forgiveness and the soft holding. And that's something I feel great longing for.
It's okay to want relief.
But there's that notion of if you're reaching for it or pushing
towards it. That's why what Ingrid was sharing is it's okay to even wanting it and reaching for it. That's all part of it. Nothing's excluded.
That's nice.
See? Yeah, because when you can accept everything, then you become acceptance, which is awakened presence. If you think it shouldn't be a certain way, because when you... See, often there's a misunderstanding of hearing a description of how a certain, let's say, awakened presence is. So then it's like, oh, well, I have to be like that, not seeking. Wrong. No, you seek until seeking drops away.
Mm.
You can't not. And to try not to is more struggle.
Yeah, it seems.
It just improves. It just increases suffering.
Yeah.
So seek seek as much as you need to.
Mm.
Want as much as you want. Resist as much as you're resisting. Eventually, there'll be acceptance of everything.
I mean, that permission, is it right there?
Yeah, permission. That's it. Thank you. Permission. Permission granted.
It's like, it feels like the relief.
It is. Permission's a huge relief. And many people, I think, particularly in sort of religious / spiritual backgrounds, there's a lot of what isn't permissible. Yeah. And so there's a lot of trying to be a certain way. That's all ego. It's like trying to be a good girl.
I think
or
every
an A student or, you know, whatever.
Every family.
The winner. Rich and famous. It's all the same stuff. Oh, good. You see, something's really getting you. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Deepening. Beautiful. Some part of you, deep part of you, is going, is breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah. I feel shy in front of it.
Well, you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I often say it's not only okay to be human, it's essential. Because whatever we resist or deny is going to come and come back and bite us, you know where.
Yeah. When you talked about being with the content that's arising and that's the... I don't know what my question is. I just, when you said, when you were discussing earlier, I guess...
go ahead.
...with Jan about the content arising and that being with it is... how you are with it is kind of the doorway, I guess. I just wanted to hear more about
that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're just demonstrating that, actually, experientially, if you were noticing, that just by expressing the condition and allowing it is what naturally springloads the door open all by itself. We don't do it. See, that's what you finally realize, is that we're not doing this. We're learning how to let it do it. That's what practice is. Practice isn't getting better at it. Practice is learning how to let it do it and to trust it. Really, to let go of, it's letting go of control is one way to say it, but you can't let go of control, really. I mean, that's why it's tricky to talk about it, because it keeps sounding like someone's doing something. Language is tricky that way, so I fumble around with it, but... with the language to describe it. Do you follow me?
I think for myself, I sometimes will say this too. So I'll be like, you know, I'll find myself longing or resisting, and then this too, meaning let this be as well. Like this is sort of a stepping back. And a stepping
or just, back. And even whether you need to express this too or just feel it or however it's allowed to be felt fully, that's right. Permission. See, even I just say that word, the whole space opens up. Can you feel it? Everyone's needs this. I mean, it feels like the missing fertilizer or something. I found this holy grail. Permission.
Permission.
That's, okay. Permission granted. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really nice to be with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Permission granted. Well, we have some time now just to continue just being in silence together, okay? If you didn't get a chance to come up, if you had a question or something, I think I'll be around now. So you can come next. Are we here next week, Mark? Yeah, good. And Thursday in Berkeley, and Saturday in Santa Cruz. And so So see if you can give yourself permission right now to allow what is. This is really a very wonderful thing to explore, because often, even in our not wanting what is right now, there can still be permission to not want it. Okay? Or not, and permission to not like it. Permission to hate it. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. I got a thumbs up on that one. And notice that when you truly give yourself permission, that there is relief. There is a kind of relief that happens. And that relief is the opening of the universe within. Well, like I said before, it's good to be back. Wonderful to be here. And it's my favorite universe to travel in. You don't have to be in any lines or buy any tickets, get on any airplanes. I do recommend Gaudi's stuff if you haven't been to Barcelona. Wow. Unbelievable. I was so moved. Blown away, really. And seeing Michelangelo's David, I haven't seen him in 43 years. Back then there were no lines and no tickets. You just walked in. But you know, I could really see the marbles deteriorating. The pollution is really eating away the marble over there. It's kind of bad. But I walked in and I wept immediately. I was so moved. So amazingly beautiful. Wow. It's great to be moved by great art. Yeah. Anyway. still my favorite places to be here. Oh. really appreciate you being here, and I hope you will find creative and interesting ways to grant permission to be who you are and how you are, and to find out that that's the way to being free. So thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon. And in the meantime, take great care of yourself, and happy trails.